Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Culture Minister Fadli Zon said the number of cinema screens in the country is still insufficient, with only 2,500 screens available compared to the ideal need of 10,000 screens. At the closing of the Berlinale Film Festival in Denpasar, Bali on Saturday, Minister Fadli Zon said the condition is a shortcoming for Indonesia because the film industry is one of the major platforms to introduce culture. Therefore, he wanted investors in the film sector or independent filmmakers to be aware and increase the number of screens. An animated film by Indonesian talents titled Jumbo has successfully marked a new history in national cinema. Reported by RRI.co.id, in less than 2 months of screening, Jumbo has garnered over 10 million viewers. On their official Instagram account at JumboFilm_ID, the number of Jumbo viewers reached 10,121,000 viewers until the 68th day of screening. The figure is a rare achievement for animated films, which were previously less popular with Indonesian audience. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
I am the bass, low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass, embrace the pace. No need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone. Like this. Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Goes from the down. Drive like an ace. Yeah, I am the bass.
I am the bass.
God give me grace. Can you feel the sound? I am the bass. Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Come from the ground. Fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
We are the bass. Low is the face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come from the ground. Fill up the space.
Yeah, we're gonna fill up the space.
We are the bass. God, give us grace.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partoha. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side, a love so special can we deny? Two souls entwined, I'll pass my prayer for a little while, but I found you with a smile. I love who I am when I'm with you. May all the me inside of you, all I want is you. There is no capture needed. Reason my body got heated. It's to make you mine. Oh my. Become my new obsession. You are the limit of the issue. All I want is vitamin.
Listeners, we know that plastic is very helpful for a lot of functions, but at the same time, plastic, especially the plastic bags, plastic waste can be devastating to the nature. And how is the impact of plastic waste to the marine environment, and what should we do? Here is an explanation and recommendation by Associate Program Officer in Plastic Pollution and Marine Litter of COP Sea Secretariat, Aina Kumarasamy.
Yeah, so plastic pollution impacts ecosystems on a massive scale. In COP Sea, we specifically work on protecting and sustainably developing the marine environment. We also focus on some of the most vulnerable habitats, including coral reefs and mangroves. Mm-hmm. We also more broadly know that plastics can be ingested by mammals, fish, birds, both by having toxic and mechanical effects. So we have all seen pictures of kind of turtles with straws in their nose, or plastic can connectors restricting animal movements. Mm-hmm. So these are just some ways that plastics are impacting the environment. But as you mentioned, like, these are happening also on many different scales. Yeah, so I think we really need to move towards a circular economy approach. So mm-hmm. looking at the whole cycle a life cycle of plastic. What this means is looking at product design, production, how we use plastics and how we dispose of plastics in a way that really does not harm the environment. So that means looking at all of these different stages and how we can reduce plastic entering the environment in different ways.
More to this conversation is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Do differently. Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? 'Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I learn the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do.
Teach me how to
love like the way you love like you love me.
Now I'm stuck, lost in the dark. Someone who's more deserving. Oh, the world will let you be. 'Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I learn the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
like the way you
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Meski cinta dalam derita, saat harapan yang gelap kan memudar, cinta tetap ada walau di dera.
Aku kan di sini, kenyataan harus kulalui, tak akan kulari walau memang pahit, walau ku menangis tetap ku berdiri. Meski hancurnya hatiku, meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri, karena cinta sertaku. Meski harus ku lewati 1000 jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Aku kan di sini,
dan aku di sini,
kenyataan harus ku lalui, tak akan ku lari, walau memang pahit,
walau ku menangis
tetap ku berdiri.
Meski hancurnya hatiku, meski berat beban ini, namun ku tak sendiri, karena cinta sertaku. Meski harus ku lewati 1000 jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan.
Meski hancurnya cinta sertaku, meski harus ku lewati 1000 jalan yang berliku, namun ku tahu pasti dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai. Dalam hidupku cinta takkan usai.
Listener never miss good dialogues and also good contents from The Voice of Indonesia by following our social media accounts, YouTube channel VOI Official, Instagram and TikTok VOI_official. Trust me, it will worth it, and more from Indonesia is still coming up, so stay tuned on Edit Word Service Voice of Indonesia.
Like I told you, play by my rules, not to follow the lies. Got me torn in two, I can't hide it to you. I gotta say what's true, I say what's down for you.
Ain't nothing but a heartbreak, 'cause you make this go your way. Know how to keep it silent, confide on
Hush, hush.
Devo Boris featuring Afghan, titled Keep It Hush, but it seems that this natural phenomena is not going to keep it hush, but it's kind of loud, especially the volcano activity in Indonesia has been so active recently. For example, on Sunday, listener, the Mount Raung in Jember, Bondowoso, and Banyuwangi, East Java, erupted on Sunday evening, like 30 minutes to midnight, and reported by rri.co.id, the eruption spewed like 400 meter tall materials, and as reported by the member of or the official of the Mount Raung observation post, Burhan Aleta, he said that until the report was made, the eruption was still happening. And until now, listener, the activity status of the Mount Raung is still on alert level or level 2. But Mount Raung is not the only one having activity in the last 24 hours, because the other volcano, which is Mount Dukono in North Halmahera, North Maluku, also erupted on 6:48 central, we should say, Eastern Indonesian time, and with the eruption more around 800 meters from the top of the mountain. And member of the Dukono Volcano Observation Post, Bambang Sukiono, said that the duration of the eruption was recorded around 57.99 seconds. And related to the situation, Bambang asked the people around the Mount Dukono, as well as the visitors or tourists, to avoid doing any activities, hiking, and even approaching the Malupang Warirang crater in the radius 4 kilometers.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu, penuh dengan payung, seketika jas hujan dicari-cari. Semua orang inginkan teduh hujan. Wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang baru saja ditinggal oleh sang kekasih. Doa
berpindah hati.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman bermain ular tangga. Menari-nari bebas, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa ku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap, rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 la. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La la la. La 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 Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Listener, kolintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kolintang is similar with gambang, traditional instruments from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kolintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, kolintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, kolintang only consisted of some pieces of woods, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kolintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kolintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of talur, bandaran, wenang, and kakinik. In the development, kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kolintang, let's listen to kolintang rhythm.
Thank you. Kolintang consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, karua tenor 1, karua rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaesa melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inataweng melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given cloth pads, like gamelan pad. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only your 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Kolintang Rhythm. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Senyuman kalian. Did you know the oldest kite in the world is found in Indonesia? Precisely from Muna Regency, South Sulawesi. The kite is called Kagati Rokolope or Kagati Kolope, which is made from dried sweet potato leaves, then woven with pineapple fiber. Quoted from warisankebudayaan.kemdikbud.go.id, Kagati Kolope was found 4,000 years ago. Evidence of this old game can be seen in an ancient painting made in a historical cave called Sugipatani in Liangkabori village. The painting describes people flying kites. Since then, kites have developed and become a traditional game among Indonesian children. What about in your country? Many people still fly kites? Comment down below.
Takdir Tuhan yang membawa